We welcome you back. This is Michael Melfi with the Trep Talk, and we're on the Michigan Business Network. Let's hop right back in.
One thing I'd like to ask you about is about success, and you know, we've got to, for the last few minutes, talk about your success and hear about it. And you know, I think one of your successes is attributable why people are listening to podcasts today. And back in 1989, you had joined forces with the inventor of the first electronic talking book, which someone could definitely say that talking books are an early form of podcasting. And so I have to thank you for that success. But in all your successes, my question for you is, as you sit today on the other side of that journey, what does success look like for you today? How do you define that?
Well, success is not necessarily how much cash you have in the bank, but it's how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror. In our book, 3 Feet from Goal, which was my first book with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, we shared something called the personal success equation, which I will share because I think it really applies into everyone in every situation. And it's really, there's no numbers in it, but it is kind of a math equation. It's called P plus T, which is passion plus talent. So we've heard the comment, do what you love, love what you do. Well, for me, passion is anger because I'm mad that we're not teaching our kids about money in school. But you have to combine your passion with the talent. I had a background in accounting. I have my education as an accountant, but I also got into publishing. So I was able to marry those two things and use my knowledge to start writing and generating books. But most of us stop there because that's what school teaches us to. And in order to truly be successful in life, there's a times A. The first times A is power of association. Who do you hang around with? Who supports you? The power of association can either speed your way to success or hold you back. And the next times A is action. What actions are you taking each and every day to propel you to the finish line, to help you get to that life of not just success, but that life of significance? And we thought that was the formula, P plus T times A times A. And we almost went depressed that way. But I said, you know, there was still something else that I think really defines truly successful people. And it's a plus F. And F stands for faith. Not only did they have faith in who they are, they had faith in what they were doing. They had faith that it was needed and necessary. And that faith is what got them through the tough times. So I ask each one of the listeners, think about your own journey, your own life, your passion, your talent, your right associations, your wrong associations, what actions do you need to be taken, and the faith in yourself. And so many times we find that we have an association, we need more associations to help us become successful, and sometimes that faith has transformed into fear, and we need to look at that and get back into the position of being strong and knowing that what you're doing is needed and necessary.
Sharon, I love it. That is not only beautiful to hear from you, but it's so inspiring and exactly in line with so many things that we talk about when we talk to entrepreneurs and emerging companies around creating success and doing those things necessary to be successful. I get asked all the time, you know, what it takes to be successful because everyone's looking for that answer. And you just put it for them in a formula, which I appreciate. And I think to our listeners, there you go. There you have the answer. She's given it to you. So thank you for that. That's awesome.
Well, absolutely.
So I'd love to ask a little more about when it comes to being in business. Everyone likes to talk about the successes and the wins, and we started out the show talking about the many amazing accolades, and there's too many to probably list in the short time I have with you this time. And I want to ask you, it's easy to sit here and talk about all the successes. What about some of the challenging moments? Was there a defining moment for you or one moment in your life that was, you could say, that was the most challenging? And if so, what did you get out of it that allowed you to make that change or that growth?
Well, I've been around a long time, so I've had a lot of turning points and a lot of defining moments and a lot of opportunities for learning. And so I think, you know, Napoleon Hill said it best, out of every adversity comes a seed of an equal or greater benefit. And so, you know, the journey to success has stepstones, and those stepstones many times are things that right your course, and you might consider them failures, but they are learning opportunities, and that's the whole issue of learning from your mistakes. So, I mean, I've had several. When I made the decision to leave public accounting, it was the right decision to make, but I made the wrong decision with the company. The company was not the right company. I discovered that very quickly. But had I not made the decision to go there, I wouldn't have met my husband of 37 years. And so I had the immediate feedback of the seed of a greater benefit. But sometimes it takes a long time for us to figure out what the benefit is when we go through a failure or a setback. Obviously, I had an incredible success with Rich Dad over 10 years. And when I made the decision to leave in 2007, it was really shocking. You know, why would I leave? Well, it was the right thing for me. We were no longer aligned in our personal mission, so I made the decision to leave. And sometimes you have to close one door for other doors of opportunity to open. And I challenge your listeners, maybe that's what they need to do. There's something in your life, a door you need to close, so other doors will opportunity. So if I had not made that decision, I would never have gotten the call from the President of the United States.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Again, Michael Melfi with the Trep Talk on the Michigan Business Network.